Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control. My sugar was out of control. Waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range. My weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
When the British armies came from across the bounding main to attack our native shores in their sailing ships of war to establish tyranny by the orders of a tyrant king, Paul Revere cried his alarms and the people took up arms and they fired up their guns in the Greens and Lexington. Soon the battles would be won and the bells of liberty would ring. Those men who fought to keep us free were not afraid to die. They drew their strength and courage from his power upon high and cried this battle cry, no king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. Years we have fainted from the fight for his liberty and might. We've been blinded by the lies, so we hardly know what's right from wrong. As the anti-Christian hordes and the global overlords now surround us, holy saints in the camp United States, just like Israel of old, we now find ourselves in Babylon. So now's the time for all good men to seek his face on high and bow to do his will on earth and rise up and defy the lie and cry this battle cry, no king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of Israel. So now's the time for all good men to seek his face on high and bow to do his will on earth and rise up and defy the lie and cry this battle cry, no king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king but Yehoshua, the Holy One of Israel.
All right, you soldiers of Yahweh, this is your wake-up call. I'm Pastor Steve, and the title of this sermon today is Wisdom of the World. The World. Okay. Whew. Pathetic. Turn to
First Corinthians, please. First Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 19 of chapter 1. For it has been written, I shall destroy the wisdom of the wise and set aside the learning of the learned ones. Okay, that verse has some references. I'm going to go to Isaiah chapter 29, verse 14. Isaiah 29, 14. Then I'm going to go to Matthew chapter 11, 25. That's Matthew 11, 25. And then Romans chapter 1, verse 22. So let's get back in here with Isaiah. I need to go to 29. I've got all these page markers. Here we are. Therefore, see, I am again doing a marvelous work among this people, a marvelous work and a wonder. And the wisdom of their wise men shall perish. Okay. And the understanding of their clever men shall be hidden. That's Isaiah 29, 14. Now let's go to Book of Matthew, chapter 11. Verse 25. At that time, Yeshua responding said, I thank you, Father, Master of the heavens and earth, because you have hidden these matters from clever and learned ones and have revealed them to babes. Speaking of babes in the faith. All right. And now let's turn to the book of Romans. Chapter 1, verse 22. Actually, verse 18. Let's go to verse 18 first. Verse 18 of chapter 1. For the wrath of Elohim is revealed from heaven against all wickedness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Boy, there's a lot of that going on today. A lot of that going on. Let's drop down to verse 22. Claiming to be wise, they became foolish. Claiming to be wise, they became foolish. Let's go to the 1 Corinthians again. Chapter 1, verse 20 this time. Chapter 1, verse 20. Where is the wise? Where is the scholar? Where is the debater of this age? Has not Elohim made foolish the wisdom of this world? Wisdom of the world. All right. Verse 21. 1 Corinthians 1:21. For since in the wisdom of Elohim, the world through wisdom did not know Elohim, it pleased Elohim through the foolishness of preaching to save those who believe. All right. References for these: the book of Job, chapter 12, verse 17. I got to get there. There we are. Job 12, verse 17. He leads counselors away stripped and makes judges go mad. Those who are giving all the sage advice to our political figures, these counselors, these wise counselors that they consult all the time. And these judges that make law from the bench instead of use the law that's on the books. And some of these judges are absolutely stark raven nuts. Absolutely mad. Today. Now let's go to the book of Isaiah. Chapter 19. Verse 12. 19:12 in the book of Isaiah. Where are they? Where are your wise men? The book of Isaiah, let's turn to chapter 33. Chapter 33. Verse 18. Your heart ponders fear. Where is the scribe? Where is he who weighs? Where is he who counts the towers? All these wise men, the people in charge of everything. The scribes and the Pharisees, and the leaders and so-called rulers of the world today in their mighty wisdom. Wisdom of the world. Still in Isaiah chapter 44. Chapter 44, verse 25. Frustrating the signs of the babblers and driving diviners mad. Turning wise men backward and making their knowledge foolish. Okay, that'll end scripture reading. I'll close the book here and hold forth. Wisdom of the world. What precisely passes for wisdom of today's world? If there were wisdom, we wouldn't be in the mess that we're in with all this deception and the pack of lies that we are routinely told in order to guide the people through deception. The false appearance that there are two sides to the story when there's only one. The political parties are flip sides of the same coin. They have the people all up in arms against this one and against that one, and they're all against and they're not united at all. The people are divided by design. This is the wisdom of the world. And who is in charge of the world right now? Well, it's the prince and power of the air and his minions. The Talmudists, the owners of the media, the master deceivers, the master liars, the master murderers, the perverse, the ungodly, the people that produce all the pornography, the people that promote child touching and making love to little children, those who promote white slavery, child ritual murder sacrifice, drinking of blood, fomenting wars and rumors of wars, as it says in Scripture. On and on and on. You know the symptoms. The symptoms are the wisdom of the world. Now, what wisdom is that? Who does this wisdom benefit? Does it benefit true Israel or false Israel? Which Israel does it benefit? Who are the manipulators? Who are the ones that are doing all of these things? Examine that, you know. I mean, we talk about it enough here on EFR. You know who we're talking about. You're talking about the children of the devil. The seed of the serpent, the ones that Christ reviled, said, you are of your father the devil, and your father's works you wish to do. Well, the wisdom of the world today is the wisdom of the devil. That's who's doing all this. My, my, my. Imagine that. Boy, such wisdom. Wisdom of the world has stripped this country, and I'm speaking from the United States of America. Some of this has to do with us. Some of it has to do with Europe. I'll get into Europe in a minute, because this is Eurofolk Radio for European people worldwide. But in America, they've shipped all the major manufacturing jobs overseas. They're making American cars with foreign components. They're making American cars in foreign countries and shipping them in. They have sold our technology under the table illicitly to foreign countries. Thereby stripping the American people of jobs and letting their slave labor workers in China have the jobs, moving American plants overseas to foreign countries where the wages are less, depriving the white Israelite people of sustenance here in this country to economically beat us down to the point of subservience. And so far it's been working. The economy is supposed to be booming. All these new jobs they've created. What wage category are these jobs? Are they very low paying jobs? Lots of jobs at slave wages. A lot of tech jobs have been created that pay a lot of money. Who gets those tech jobs? Well, they bring in Pakistanis and Indians. And you call, you have a problem with your computer and you call the place that you bought it to get some advice. I will be glad to help you. What is your problem? And then you try to have a conversation with the guy and he is unintelligible. Can't make head nor tails of what he's saying because his first language is not English, and he's not really proficient in the English. The wisdom of the world. You go into grocery stores, and they have signs in Spanish. You'll get forms from your insurance company for your health insurance or whatever, and they have a sheet on there with multiple languages. If you need to contact us, is what it says, we understand all these languages, and they give their disclaimers and their notices and a whole page full of different languages in America. The wisdom of the world is to let these people come into this country and still speak their native language and do not acclimate to our language or our customs or our rules of morality, which have been disappearing very fast. It's the wisdom of the world to destroy the morality of the white Christian nations. That's the wisdom of the world, because the one that's in charge of the world, the prince and power of the air, and his earthly minions that will pass all these bogus laws, that's their wisdom. Why, how are we going to destroy these people today? What's going to be our methodology? My. How are we going to get rid of them? Well, we'll pass this law and that law. And if they complain, we'll pass another law saying they're not allowed to complain under penalty of law. My. The wisdom of the world. Now, we've been in a battle. We are still in a battle. It's getting to the point where it's a shooting war because they're genociding our people all over the place. It's not just a war of words anymore or a war of ideology. It's an actual physical confrontation. Now there's a group of people that are trying to engineer a war between the United States and Iran at the behest of and for the benefit of the children of the prince and power of the air, the Talmudists, the ones that hate Yahweh. They're the ones that will benefit. They want Iran destroyed, like they've destroyed all those other countries over there, like they've destroyed the governments of Europe where they put their puppets in through money they buy the positions. That's the wisdom of the world. Their world is ruled by filthy lucre. The people that produce the pornography and the filthy films, the foul-mouth comedians that you see on the Devil Vision, cable. I mean, it's just all over cable. That's why I don't have cable. I have internet only, and I'm very selective as to what I watch. Because the wisdom of the world is to get into the minds of the white Christian people, to eliminate the wise among us, those that go by Scripture, which is the ultimate wisdom. We used to have a lot of them, but where are they today? They've been put out of the way, and they have these mouthpieces that are spouting and spewing out the wisdom of the world to the deception and eventual planned destruction of the true children of Israel. And they've got the children of Israel and all these Israelite countries dumbed down and blindsided and bamboozled and deceived to the point that they're believing the wisdom of the world over the wisdom of the Scripture. They're not living it. They're believing in the Jewish Jesus. They're believing that the Talmudists are Yahweh's chosen people, Israel, when they are not. They are allowing open Satanist churches, devil-worshipping churches, devil-worshipping actors and sports figures and politicians, devil-worshippers, with the founders of this nation permit such a thing? They had the wisdom of Yahweh back then, but the wisdom of the world, in other words, this order of arrangement, manipulated by the devils, has set the wisdom of Yahweh government aside, and now the wisdom of the children of the serpent has taken over. Well, all of that is going to end. We are told, you know, you read the last part of the book, it tells you what's going on, and we are busy in our lives, and pretty much a lot of people have given up and are just trying to hang on and pay their bills, which is all engineered. So you're so busy, you don't worship the Father anymore. You worship the stuff, and you're so involved in paying bills and surviving that you don't bring the Father to the forefront of your mind where he should be. This is the accomplishment of the wisdom of the world. Not the wisdom of Yahweh, but the wisdom of the world. And those who wish to live in the world and worship the things of the world and deny Yeshua, Messiah. Because if they were faithful and true to Yeshua, Messiah, they would set aside these worldly things. They wouldn't worship idols. Maybe they're not bowing down to a statue, Baal or Moloch, but there are other idols besides Baal and Moloch, sports figures, status symbols in the form of earthly possessions, stuff, in other words. These fake politicians that spout one thing but do another. Wisdom of the world. Oh boy. Great Britain and others voted to get out of the European Union. Brexit, has it happened? They voted it. But will the politicians that are in charge allow them to leave? Seems not. They're keeping them in there, basically, by just ignoring the fact that they voted to leave. Power by ignoring. Let's just not pay any attention to what the people want. Actually, they're not able to do anything to us, so we can basically do what we want. And they're not thinking ahead in the wisdom of the world to the time when Yahweh's grace period is going to end. And he's going to have enough, and he's going to put a stop to their power. And there is a great deal of opposition to this type of thinking in the world. The remnant is growing. More people are dissatisfied. And when it reaches a level of dissatisfaction to the point where the time is right, Yeshua Messiah will return, and there will be massive destruction on these people that profess the wisdom of the world. And he is going to show their worldly wisdom to be what it is, utter foolishness. It's been done before. It will be done again. There is a lot of real controversy and real strife and real trouble and real violence in the world, but you're not going to hear about it from the controlled media unless they slip up or it's so glaringly apparent that they can't ignore it. Then you have the so-called alternative media, Fox News and some of these others, but they're all part of the game. They shill for Israel. You listen to Tucker Carlson. He's an open shill for Israel. So is Donald Trump. He's surrounded by these Talmudists. He's going along exactly lockstep with what they're telling him to do. And if they finally decide that they want the U.S. to back a war over in the Middle East, another war, there are others on the planet that will oppose that, and we're going to wind up with a world war. We're going to have mighty powers fighting against one another. Well, Trump has said recently he doesn't favor going after Iran. Okay. But what's going on behind the scenes? What aircraft carriers are they moving around? What military preparations are they making that they don't tell the American people about? Because he says he's not for this military action. What does that mean? It means he opened his mouth and said something. How many times have politicians opened their mouth and said something, which is exactly the opposite of what they're planning and engineering behind the scenes? This is the wisdom of the world. It's not Yahweh's wisdom. Yahweh wants the truth out there. And if these politicians were on the side of Yahweh, they would tell the truth. But do they? Or do they shine you on? And this is not just U.S. politicians. This is the European politicians in the Israelite countries in Europe. You see what the politicians are doing to the Israelite Boers in South Africa. What countries are coming to their aid? You see the laws being passed worldwide to disarm the righteous people. But weapons are in the hands of the unrighteous, and nothing is done about it. That's okay. In the Muslim countries, they kill Christians left and right. Is that in the mainstream media? Is it pushed to the forefront? Is it front page news headline? Alert, alert, alert! Muslims murder Christians in blah, blah, blah. No. Because in the wisdom of the world, it's okay to kill Christians. And the Bible describes this process. They will kill you all the day long and think they do God a service. It's okay to kill Bible-believing Christians. Even if they're Judeo-Christians, they're not exempt. The Bible-believing people that are trying to live according to scriptures are being slaughtered. Says it's going to happen. And in the wisdom of the world, this is their grand plan. That's part of their plan. To wipe out as many Christians as they can, to lessen the opposition but they're not wiping out the divine beings that are going to come with Yahshua and wreak havoc on these people. Oh, they think in their worldly wisdom today that they're on top. Oh, we've got power. We can kill whom we want. Whoever, doesn't matter. We can wipe them out. And nobody's going to do anything to us about it. And this passes for wisdom in their world concept. But Yahweh is patient. He says, vengeance is mine. He also tells us to sell our cloak and buy a sword and prepare and to defend ourselves if attacked, but not to initiate the big battle yet. Yahweh is going to take care of that. We have to live by faith. That's the wisdom of Yahweh. And we need to shape our lives around the wisdom of Yahweh, not the wisdom of the world. The wisdom of the world is false, deceptive, worthless. It's a farce. But that's the wisdom of the world, because the leader of the secular world is a fallen angel. And the people that are following him and his dictates and doing things at his behest, even unknowingly, are cannon fodder. He is going to throw them under the bus. Not going to help them. Even these Satan worshipers, do they think they're going to get love and mercy from the one that is totally against love and mercy? How deluded is that to ascribe attributes to the one that is absolutely 100% the opposite of those attributes? But that's the wisdom of the world. Oh, they call Hail Satan. That rock, that wrestler said that. But people still go to see his movies. They still give him money through buying his movies on CD and and the stuff that comes out of Hollywood that's straight satanic and evil, they can't show enough degradation and violence in their movies. They just can't. They can't get their fill of it. But that's the wisdom of the world, because that system in Holy Weird is part of the organization that is destroying the morality of the people. So that's the wisdom of the world, to denigrate morality. This transgender and homosexual bunch, that's the wisdom of the world. Let's destroy even the sex of the people. Who do you identify? What do you identify as? Well, I heard a fellow say on one of the programs, stand in front of a mirror naked and you'll find out what gender you are. Regardless of what you want to be, what you are is what you see in the mirror. Even if you mutilate it, you were once the other sex. There's only two sexes. There's no three or four or five or mental changes to sex. You're either male or you're female. But the wisdom of the world tells you you can be whatever you want to be. That's devilish. That's false. That's fake. That's a lie. But it's the wisdom of the world. the leaders of these nations, as described in all these scripture passages, that are leading the nations astray and going along with this false worldly wisdom, are looking for a bath in the lake of fire. They're deceiving the people. They're lying to the people. They're aiding and abetting the genocide of the people. And in the wisdom of the world, they're getting power and money, living an easy life. And we hear all this stuff. Oh, this one's going down and they're going to send them all to Gitmo and they're going to do this and they're going to do that. Have they done it? Have they released any names? Are the ones that are going to Gitmo? Surprise me, please, King Donald. Surprise me. Show me. I'm not from Missouri, but I'm going to act like it. Show me. Don't tell me. Don't give me any more verbal assurances. Give me some concrete evidence. Show somebody behind bars. Show a trial. Show some justice. Show me. Don't tell me anymore. Show me. But no, they're following the wisdom of the world, which is verbal and visual deception of the masses. They will make all these videos. They got all these people telling how great this one is and how great that one is. What was my opening theme? It was Carl Klang and no king but King Jesus. Now, I call him Yeshua, but a lot of people know him by Jesus. Familiar name to those that don't follow the terminology. You know who he is, the Messiah. A lot of people that listen to EFR know who true Israel is. We sure do teach and preach that. Going against the wisdom of the world. The wisdom of the world and the Judeo-Christian churches are telling you something else. They're telling you universalism. They're telling you that the Talmudists are the true Israelites and they're the chosen ones. They're giving you the lie. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, they're lying on that and they are blaspheming and they will pay a heavy, heavy price for that. But in the wisdom of the world, they think they're 10 foot tall and bulletproof. They'll never be called to account. That's the wisdom of the world. And what does this wisdom actually worth? The book tells us that Yeshua will return with his mighty messengers, those are angels, in flaming fire to destroy those who do not know Elohim and are living according to the wisdom of the world. But they don't want to hear that because they're safe in their little comfort zone in the wisdom of the world, and they don't think they're ever going to be held to account. And the rest of us that are in the remnant are treading water, waiting for the return. And that's all we really can do, because Yahweh's got this under control. He has a grand plan, and he is giving these people enough rope to hang themselves. They have the freedom to make an open choice. He does not want puppets. He wants willing followers of his inheritance of Israel. And there are a lot of Israelites today that are choosing the wisdom of the world and the path of the world, and thereby the fate of the world, which is the fate of hay and stubble. They worship their stuff, and they're going to burn with their stuff. And yes, we get persecuted. Yes, it's difficult. Yes, you will be unpopular. Your friends and family will forsake you. But if you love them more than you love the Master, you are not worthy to enter the kingdom. And that's going to be a hard lesson to a lot of people. What can I say? I can't force people to listen. And the foolishness of preaching, they laugh. Oh man, you're so full of it. None of that's going to happen. Okay. Nobody comes to the Father unless he draws them. And if he doesn't draw these people, that means that they have been rejected. They have hardened their heart. And there are many that are falling away in these last days because it's getting tougher and tougher and tougher. They're not trying to follow Occupy until the end, even unto death. There's a price to pay for ignoring Yahweh's laws, and there's a price to pay for obeying Yahweh's laws, and there is a reward for those who obey and follow the teachings, and just punishment and destruction for those that reject it. So, you're going to follow Yahweh, or you're going to follow the wisdom of the world, which is truly foolishness. Thanks for going along with me here on this sermon. And we'll catch you on the next wake-up call. May Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
better get on your knees and pray.
Trusting the one who never fails, or Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Oh, Daniel served
Daniel
God
won't
hear upon this earth.
Every trot he prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for the king's decree, but trusted God
King
to set him free.
Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Because he would not hunt him in, but he prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
The jaws were locked and made him shout. God soon brought him safely out. Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Oh, Daniel said,
Daniel
God brought here upon this earth.
He tried, he prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for the king's decree, but trusted God to set him free.
Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Now, brother, let us watch and pray like Daniel lived from day to day. But he prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
If you do, can gladly dare and do things of God, he'll take you through. Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Oh, Daniel said, God won't hear upon this earth.
He tried, he prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for the king's decree, but trusted God to set him free.
Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
You're listening to EuroFolkRadio.com, a voice for European people worldwide.